There are 5,000 lucky Indigenous students who'll be able to go to school if the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation can reach their new fundraising target of $100 million to support scholarships for them. Wade Stevens has more.
According to the latest statistics on Year 12 retention rates for Indigenous students, only just over 50% end up graduating. Since 2007, the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation has tried to close this gap by getting the government and private sector to fund scholarships. And according to CEO Andrew Penfold, they've yielded fantastic results.
We've seen already in the last few years that we've been operating in this area a success rate of children who are staying at school and completing Year 12 of about 90%. And obviously, if you look at the National Indigenous Year 12 completion rate, that's just about 50%. So there's a very big gap there. What's happening is that we are then working with all of the students who have come through this program and completed Year 12, and we help with their case management and transition into their careers. To date, we've had about 40-45% of the Year 12 graduates who have gone into university and the remainder who have gone into training, apprenticeships, employment.
The average scholarship awarded will be worth around $15,000 and will go a long way to helping remote communities achieve employment opportunities. Andrew Penfold says the selection criteria isn't necessarily academic.
We're trying to ensure that each student has a successful transition to a sustainable career, whatever that happens to be for them. So we place no greater value on someone who goes to university and studies medicine as we do for someone who completes school and does an apprenticeship and becomes a builder or a plumber or electrician. So it's all about ensuring that we're getting outcomes which are right for that student and outcomes which are sustainable for the student so that they can actually choose a career that's meaningful for them.
If the Indigenous Education Foundation can raise the money to provide these scholarships, it will go a long way to funding Indigenous education enrichment programs in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and WA, with the ultimate aim to provide funding to schools in the NT, SA and Tasmania as well.
So we're really about creating the opportunity for schools who have already invested in it, already put skin in the game, already have got the commitment to doing this program, but then we can help them grow and expand. It's certainly not about sort of selecting the best and brightest academic students. It's really about selecting and providing the opportunity for the students who are the most enthusiastic about it.
One of the schools who affiliate with the scholarships is Clayfield Girls College in Brisbane. Vicky Jones oversees the Indigenous Learning Program there.
We predominantly and have historically encouraged students from remote communities of far north Queensland, specifically Palm Island, Aurukun and Mornington Island, to attend our college for about the last 12 years. The last 4 or 3 years, the AIF have significantly enabled us to continue that program from a financial basis. So the gap between what AB Study funds families and our tuition and boarding fees is supported by the AIF scholarship program, and without it we could not continue to have children from far north Queensland.
Rachel McLean, Director of Faith and Mission at St Vincent's Girls College in New South Wales, says there are also further benefits to the AIEF scholarship plans.
Fantastic to have the experience of the regional and rural girls in our college, so diversity brings us great rewards, but it also provides a greater cultural understanding of what the Indigenous girls, how they make meaning in life, what their spirituality is.
So should the fundraising for useful education boosts be the responsibility of the non-profit sector in the first place? AIEF's Andrew Penfold thinks so.
I definitely see this as an important role of the not-for-profit sector. Governments are certainly good at doing some things and they're certainly not very good at doing other things. I think where you get the best outcome is that where you play to the strengths of different organisations. So government are really strong and capable when it comes to obviously funding, policy and providing the leadership and imprimatur to get things off the ground and to create initiatives and to create collaboration and partnership to achieve results. I think non-profit organisations like us can be much more nimble, flexible, innovative, creative. Government have got their role. I think non-profits like us bring a different skill set and a different approach, and when you put those two things together, we really get powerful outcomes.